Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Noah and Lana. Hey guys! They sent us a really fun idea for a story, and you can too. You can either head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to our website, kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea for a story, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! One day, Noah and Lana were at home, taking a day off from being spy kids. You see, being a spy kid, you are called all the time onto jobs to save the world. And sometimes they get a day off, which means they get to go home and play or just rest. And they worked really hard, and so Noah and Lana both deserve this day off. While they were playing in their backyard, what's that sound? Noah said. That's our spy kid's beeper. Why is it going off? And Lana ran inside and grabbed the beeper and brought it outside. And there was a message on it. It said, "We need you now." And so they called into Spy Kids headquarters, and there was a message for them. And it said,
"Noah and Lana, we know that today is your day off, but unfortunately, the bad guys don't have any days off, so we need you back. Do you accept?"
Noah and Lana, oh boy, they had just spent a really long week working, stopping bad guys, but I guess when duty calls, you gotta say yes. And so they accepted the mission. The mission, as they read, was about two bad guys who had come into town and were stealing everybody's gold and gems. Oh my gosh, those are really, really valuable. Oh, but they have something pretty sneaky up their sleeve that I haven't told you about it yet. They have two extra helpers on their Spy Kids team. And they're not people. Yes, they have two skunks as Spy Kid pets. What? Yeah. Did you know that some skunks are on the Spy Kids team? Yeah. Well, I actually didn't know that either. But these two are named Officer Stinky and Officer Skunky. Yep. They are pretty smelly, if you know what I mean. Yeah, skunks are... Oh, they smell bad. Especially if they don't take a bath. Well, these guys, they had just taken a bath, and they were trying to hold all their stink in. And Noah and Lana ran inside and said, "Officer Stinky, Officer Skunky, we got called onto a job and we need your help. There's bad guys stealing all the gold and gems. We gotta head out now." And so the four of them jumped onto their golf cart and started driving towards the scene of the crime. Dun, dun, dun! As they got to the scene, sure enough, there were people everywhere crying, saying that their gold and their gems and their jewelry was all missing. Oh my gosh, this is worse than we thought. It looks like the entire town... Oh my gosh, looks like the bad guys took all the whole town's stuff. This... Oh my gosh, guys, this is serious. We've never had something this big before. So, we gotta start looking for clues, Lana said. Yeah. All right. I have an idea, Noah said. He said, all right. So, we know that these bad guys really want all the gold and gems that their hands can get on, and it looks like they've pretty much cleared out our whole town. Nobody has any left. But what if we trick them? Ooh, I like that idea, Lana said. And so, what they did, they ran back to their house and colored a really big sign that said, "Free gold, this way." And they led the arrow towards a river in their backyard. Yeah, have you ever seen flecks of gold in a river? Yeah, it is so cool. Some of them are fake gold, and some of them are real gold. But in this river, there was a lot of fake gold. It was really cool to find. It was really shiny and it looked real. But it wasn't real gold. But the bad guys did not know that. And so Noah and Lana both ran over to the river to set their Spy Kids trap. You see, Spy Kids have all kinds of really cool gear. And the one gear that they were using for this one was a glue trap. Ooh, who likes getting stuck on glue? Oh, no way, not me. So their plan was to lure these bad guys down to the river to make them think that the river was full of all this gold. And then when they leaned down to pick up all the gold in the water, they would get stuck on a glue trap. And then, yep, you guessed it. That's where our two stinky friends come in and give them a nice spray of some skunk smell. Ew! Noah and Lana's plan was perfect. They set up the sign right by their driveway and ran inside to look out the window. Shh, all right, we gotta stay here for as long as it takes. Us Spy Kids never give up, and we're always brave. Okay, so as they were waiting, wait, oh gosh, that didn't take long at all. The two bad guys, I think that's them. There were these two guys walking down the street. And they looked real sneaky, but it was like they were blending in and trying to not look like bad guys. But when they saw the sign that said free gold this way, their eyes lit up and they started walking up the driveway, following the signs. Yes! You see, Officer Stinky and Officer Skunky were already in position down by the river, ready to spray. As the two bad guys got closer to the river, they looked so excited. They thought they had just found the greatest gold river ever in the whole world. But we know it's all just a trap. And so as they knelt down next to the river,
what is this?
The two bad guys realized that they were stuck in glue. Hey! Get this off of me! Officer Stinky and Officer Skunky, spray the bad guys with the stinkiest, smelliest skunk spray you've ever seen!
Oh my gosh! What is that?
One of the bad guys said,
I smell terrible! Ah!
Oh my gosh! Noah and Lana were so excited to call into Spy Kids headquarters and tell them how they caught these bad guys. As Spy Kids headquarters arrived to take these bad guys away, they said, oh my gosh, these are the smelliest bad guys we've ever seen. How did this happen? Well, Noah said, you see, sometimes the only way to catch a bad guy is to make him smell like a skunk. The end.